Lamplight Audiobooks presents The Allotment Girls by Kate Thompson, narrated by Helen Lloyd. We are all gardeners at heart, and I believe if we were all gardeners in fact, there wouldn't be any wars. But perhaps the fact that most of us are gardeners or garden lovers will help us to live cheerfully through these dark days and build a sweeter and better world when the nightmare is over. I'm sure it will, because the very essence of gardening consists of rooting out and destroying all the evil things, and cultivating and developing all that is good and beautiful in life. Dig for Victory, gardening correspondent and broadcaster Mr. Middleton, The Listener, 4th of January, 1940. Prologue, January 1897. It must be said, nowhere does a funeral quite like the East End. This one, taking place on a bitter Monday in January, quite surpassed anything the poor folk of the parish of Bethnal Green had ever before seen. Even in the depths of his guilt, he had to acknowledge this fact. The entire funeral route was lined with thousands of people, a respectful crowd largely, all dressed in their best clothes and washed for the occasion. The sea of black bonnets, shawls and caps was checkered with the odd cluster of bright colour from the hats of assembled factory girls. Even the weather had put on its funeral best, with scrawls of black cloud dirtying the sky and a rattling wind hammering the windows like fists. The police had been deployed in great numbers, but their presence was not required, he noted, as he tried to blend into the sea of faces. He'd never seen so many people before, sitting on walls, clinging to gas lamps and perched on sills, all craning their necks for a better view. "Almost be worth being burnt to have such handsome turnout," muttered a man in the crowd next to him, before his wife slapped him into silence. "Wash your mouth out," she hissed. "The cortege is coming." A hush fell over the crowd. A painful lump lodged in his throat as the first notes of Dead March from Saul drifted over the cobbles. The cortege was led by the Wapping Gas Workers' Brass Band, the dramatic clash of their instruments driving deep into his heart. And then came the bodies. A mixture of horror and awe settled over the crowd. For once, no one was looking at the lavish wreaths or the magnificent black horses, resplendent in their rich purple plumes and velvets. All eyes were fixed only on the coffins, growing...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?